Well, personally, I think it's a good thing, of course. And this summit should be viewed, in my view, as work in progress, because after Sarkozy came to power, he tried many things, including, you know, reviewing the way France deals with Africa. He has been dealing with Africa as a whole, as you know, instead of going with personal, like, on a personal basis, country targeted. He has improved some commercial and diplomatic ties with countries like South Africa and other regions from the normal sphere of influence, if you can call it that.
But Soudry, the former French minister, Herbert Védrine, said he had difficulty believing in Sarkozy's vision of changing ties with Africa and that it might remain the same as he used to. What do you say to that?
Well, I mean, people from various backgrounds, including the former minister, Védrine, he may have his views, but, you know, hosting summits, I believe that it's part of the dialogue that France has engaged with Africa and African leaders. So from my side, I always view that as a positive, you know, stuff. I mean, if head of states engage with each other, it can only lead to better quality of relationships. We're a long way from there, but it's work in progress.
On the economic aspect, there's a perception out there that France only pillages Africa's resources. President Sarkozy says he wants to develop a win-win partnership in Africa. What do you think he can do to change that perception?
Yes. I think France is a traditional partner for Africa, as you know. Many things have been done in the past, and people may always view it in that light. But we have to move from the past. And I think many French companies have been investing in Africa rather than, you know, targeting only resources, as it was in the case, you know, in countries like Gabon and the West. So slowly, but we can see some visible changes, you know, in terms of France's involvement in development of Africa. France plays a major role also at the G8 level, where we engage with Africa, meaning G8 engages with Africa. And we think that, you know, although it's not clearly visible to some, maybe, but it's there. Things are improving. And I think we have to view it in a positive light.
Now, Soudry, French human rights groups say that France still defends its economic interests at the expense of human rights and democracy in places like Niger, which is a prime resource of uranium for French nuclear giant Areva.
Areva, yeah.
Yes. What can you say to that?
Well, you know, it's difficult to pronounce like that on these issues. I wouldn't say that the French are responsible, per se. It's hard to say stuff like that. But there are skeptics out there, and it's good that views like that are you know, pronounced. From our side, you know, NEPAD, from a development, economic development, cooperation perspective, I think France has a key role to play for African development. Essentially, it's one of our trading partners, and from fueling economic and other cooperation issues, we value that with the French. But on human rights, I would not pronounce you know, on that, because I don't think this is the way, I mean, you can do this.
What position do you think Africans should position themselves in this particular Africa-France summit to ensure that aid's developmental agenda, to ensure direct cooperation and developmental cooperation with France?
Yes, I think for the African side, they should view it in terms of a genuine partnership, which is definitely not one-sided. And even investment in the resources sector should be made wisely. Most probably, I would think, around joint ventures, transfer of technology. It should be done in a transparent and you know, observing all the corporate governance rules. So the onus is also on the African side to propose genuine partnership avenues so that we can move away from the past practices.
What would you want African heads of state and government that are represented in Nice, France today as the summit begins to do specifically in that directive in the areas of development? Because that has proven to be very crucial in Africa's progress, if I may put it that way.
Yes. Yeah. I think from the African side, we should be having like a common ground, the way we approach the summit, so that we get genuine overtures from France. And because the French political leadership has a big say on the way French companies operate. Even most of the major French companies have French government participation, as you know. So a clear-cut, genuine shift from the political leadership of France would only reflect positively in the way most French companies engage in Africa. But as I said, the onus is also on us to come with clear-cut regulatory policies, investment policies, so that there is a level playing field, so that the French company, together with other companies from other partners in the world, can operate in a clear and transparent manner.